is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We are back live across Michigan, hour number two on a Tuesday. Superfly Hayes still can't get over the one-stroke loss. Never has beat me on a golf course over 18 holes and had a shot today and collapsed in two of the three final holes with a six and an eight. And he looks like a kid whose dog just got ran over by the fire department. He can't get over it. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, part of Lions Nation Unite. He came into the studio. He's going to be in all hour. We're going to talk Lions, the NFL draft, the offseason, look ahead to next year. And he said, "What's wrong with Brett?" And I said, "Man, he had me today. He was ready to beat me on a golf course straight up." And he just Jean-Claude Vandervelde'd it. And I didn't feel bad at all. Matter of fact, I called Nick Lipinski and Eric Schwab from North Kent Golf Club. I said, "I need a sign up there. Side of my card, I want champ. Plays a Rocky theme when I turn and hit the pedal." So get over it, Brett. We got a show to do. We got Kimber in studio talking about the draft. Less than an hour, John Beilein and Josh Garvey from Dorn Mayhew talking hoops about the job. Dusty May's doing NBA playoffs. Tim 20man, DetroitLions.com. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, will be by. Izzo getting into portal combat. I love it. He went out and landed Frankie Fiddler, a shooting forward out of Omaha, over 20 points a game. Dude creates his own shot. I love it. They miss that. Last year, if they would have had Hauser, I think they would have been a Sweet 16 team. And Dusty landed a guard that was originally committed to where he was before, Florida Atlantic. Lorenzo Kaysen pledges to Michigan basketball. So there you go. Pretty good stuff. I can't get over Brett. Dude, I will lose on purpose next time I play you, okay? If you want to join in our Flying Ace Whiskey, huge question of the hour. Should the Lions trade up, trade out of the first round? You tell me. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000. Mike Kimber is back in studio with us. Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube follows the Lions, part of Lions Nation Unite with Herman Moore. They'll be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub for their draft party and live online broadcast coming up on Thursday. That will be a big night. He knows the Lions. He knows the NFC North, the NFL. Welcome back, my man.
I am super excited to be back and talk some Detroit Lions and NFL draft with 2 days to go.
Yeah, hard to believe. It's that seems like from when I'm watching the Lions and it's halftime and they're leading and I'm looking at plane tickets to Vegas that we're right here and we're 2 days away, little more than 2 days away from the draft. What do you think's the storyline or what do you think the storyline will be for the Lions when this draft is over? So next Monday on this show, whether I have you on or you're online with, you know, Micro Mike and Chat Sports or Lions Nation Unite, what will be the 2024 memory from this draft for the Lions franchise and fan base?
I truly do believe that the Lions may be aggressive in this year's draft and try to trade up to finish the secondary and get a nice piece for Aaron Glenn in this defense. I think it's really important that they get this defense squared away to make that run. So for me, it's getting a top cornerback, being aggressive, and finishing the problem in the secondary for this Lions football team to get ready to make their run for a Super Bowl. As we know, the offense is good, but it's the defense getting those players.
I was talking before the top of the hour, and I said, I know you weren't listening. You were getting out of your car. But last hour, I said, you know, if a shutdown corner is there at 12 and 13, which they should be, and you have the choice, and you're Brad Holmes, and you could trade up and solidify your secondary for years to come, I don't care about draft capital you give up later in this draft or next year. You're a player or two away, in my mind, from being the best team in the NFL.
Yes, absolutely. It's 100%. They're very, very close to making this team, I think, even more talented than San Francisco 49ers. But the requirement here is to get a corner to help stop that bleeding and that problem in the secondary. And like you said, if they can just get that one player that would take them over the edge, I think that would be the right move. And I truly do believe the Lions are looking at options to go from 29, maybe into that teen area, 14, 15, to potentially get a stud number one cornerback for this defense.
And who would be that stud quarterback that you think would give Brad Holmes the wherewithal and energy to say, I'm going to trade up and give up draft capital? Who's on that short list?
I think there's two players that I'd definitely be looking at. One being Quinyoung Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo. He's exactly what the Dan Campbell type of player that you would want. Somebody that's physical, who could play on the outside. He's going to stay with his receiver all the way to the end. He's my number one rated corner, but there's another player that we all need to watch out for. Terrion Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama. He's had 12 pass defense, 5 interceptions last season. Brad Holmes personally went to Alabama's pro day. He has had a 30 visit. So if the Lions could jump up there and get a player like him on this defense, somebody who can get the ball back to this offense, who can be a little bit universal in that sense, I think that's what Brad Holmes will do.
I agree. And you look at, like you were mentioning, Mitchell from Toledo. He has looked great since going back to the Senior Bowl. And then you can roll down and roll Tide. And the Alabama players have been very good for Brad Holmes and the Lions and the Terrion Arnold, right? Those two names are... that's a short list, isn't it, for corners?
That's the short list.
That's a short list for trading up. I'm not saying they wouldn't take a corner somewhere in third round or later, but for trading up, because and what I said to start this show, Michael, that you look right now and you think how much better you are via free agency, better than you were when you led the Niners by 17 at halftime, right?
Correct.
That you add that, now you take what you've added via free agency, new coaches, D-line, DBs, with a stud athletic guy that could be your shutdown corner on one side for 4 years. Now, the risk is, what if you miss? But how much has Brad Holmes missed on?
He's not missed on a lot at all.
Well, what has he missed on that you can...
You know, year one, we traded for Trinity Benson, yeah, right? We traded for him three years ago.
Giving Boyle a deal, right?
Giving a Boyle a deal. David Blau, I guess. You can look at maybe, you know, getting Akwara to stay an extra year, something like that. But he hasn't missed on a whole lot at all. Specifically the draft. He is ace the draft. He is really good at finding the talent. So if the Lions were to move up and make that move, I am on board with the player, and I definitely think he's going to work out. And it's really important for them to fix the secondary because we have a lot of new faces, right? We got Meek Armstead. We traded for Davis. We got Emmanuel Mosley, who we had last year for two plays. We don't have a guy who's going to be here for the long haul. So the best way to remedy that is simply to draft your number one cornerback And if you can get that guy, it just makes everything else, the depth for that secondary, so much better.
Yeah, that's it, man. You have Davis and an Arnold or a Mitchell. And you have Brands playing safety, a hard-hitting guy who can step up, blitz, cover any receiver pretty much, tight ends will go with. And you could also send him on blitzes. Come on. That trading up, the more I've thought about it over the last 24 hours, started last night, I'm like, you have to do it if. And this is why I'm hoping the run on those six quarterbacks are six of the first 10, 11 picks, right?
And it very well could be.
Right, it could be. And then that means now you're going to get to the point where if I look at Oakland sitting there at, 13, and you're saying, okay, they're not going to get their quarterback. And I even threw out something crazy. I did. And remember, they don't have a lot invested in Hendon Hooker.
No.
And if you could deal him straight up for Hooker and your 29th pick for getting a shutdown corner.
Look, I think a lot of people would do that.
Is that crazy?
No, if you're trying to get a shutdown corner, right? If you're trying to get that guy who's going to be an island player.
Because Hooker's done nothing. He's not right? Proven. You can find an NFL backup QB, but can you find shutdown corners that could be there because they're going to be locked in on the rookie deals for, 5 years, right?
5 years. A long time. And look, a lot of teams want to get young at that quarterback on that quarterback rookie as well, because where then you can invest in other part of the team, because the salary of a quarterback is extremely high. When you have a team like the Denver Broncos or the Las Vegas Raiders, they're in the rebuilding mode. They got a lot to do, so maybe they want to accumulate more draft picks. Trading back would help that.
So you have a choice to get Hooker, who's been with an NFL team rehabbing through the knee he blew out while at Tennessee against South Carolina. And the Lions would give up their 29th pick, give up Hooker, which you're really giving up a third rounder, right? They got him with, right? And you were able to get the shutdown corner.
I think a lot of people would be
satisfied.
Because
let's be honest, if Goff goes down, nothing against Hooker, and we don't know what to expect. But if Peyton or someone in a scouting room for one of those teams in need who didn't get their quarterback, right?
There's going to be a team without getting a quarterback.
With the Raiders, possibly. Right?
Absolutely, very possible.
Reports have the Raiders tried to trade up to number two. People are holding either it hostage or knowing that they're going to get their guy. There seems to be a huge demand for QB, so that's where Hooker, in my mind, becomes a wild card, where he hasn't done anything. If Goff gets hurt, your chances of winning the Super Bowl or getting someplace are probably really minuscule. And you would get your shutdown corner.
And if you can have that corner,
and you give up 29 and Hooker.
I think a lot of people would do that trade, 100%.
But would Brad Holmes do it and bail on it? But it's a third rounder, so he's looking at the investment they put into Hooker in third round.
As long as you're getting back your investment, I think you'd look into it. But if you're not, I don't think you would deal.
No, and it would be it would be Arnold or Mitchell are available.
Yes, correct. It'd be one of those guys
where someone needs a quarterback, and they're like, you know what, we are great on Hooker before the knee, and they maybe look at medicals and stuff. They all share, right? However it goes in the war rooms. And yeah, this guy would have been. Is he better than Michael Penix? Is he better than Bo Nix?
I think he would be if he was in this last year's draft without being injured.
He was going to be a top 15 pick.
He's going to be a top 15 pick.
So you're getting somebody who's at that 13, 14 stage. All right. Like, here's the Saints at 14.
Correct.
That need a quarterback. Saints. Are they going to be able to get up there? They could be one of those teams left out where they could say, okay, yeah, we'll trade for Hooker if the Lions were willing to give it up. And we'll take 29. And we got our quarterback, and the Lions move up and grab if one of their two desired Mitchell or Arnold are there at cornerback.
Saints are an interesting team because they are in cap purgatory. They have a lot of issues with contracts.
So a third-round contract.
So a third-round contract is exactly something they would be looking into.
But the key is, because I don't know if you're Brad Holmes, you feel like you stole him because he was hurt, right?
Correct.
But he's the guy that traded away Stafford, so trading away Hendon Hooker isn't off limits.
No, I don't think it would be off. I don't think any player really is off limits if you're looking towards
Goff.
Yeah, maybe Jared Goff, correct,
Gibbs.
Right? That would be it. But
Branch.
These are players who Branch. We just got.
I'll go Jamo's off limits. I'll go St. Brown's off limits. I'll go anybody on the O-line.
Anybody on the O-line.
Because you don't have depth
any
there.
Any player that's definitely that they drafted and then they're utilizing as a piece, the cornerstone, like an Aida Hutchinson, right? They're not going to trade that. But if you're talking about a backup player, you're talking about a player who's just a role player, I think they would consider that if that'd be part of the deal.
So, yeah, because the question is that, all right, if you're and you're going to give Goff a 4 to 5 year deal, 3 year extension, 4 year extension, whatever, something's coming before the season, right?
Yes. So 100%.
You're already invested in Goff. You're not invested in Hooker. You're going to wait around to see what Hooker does? At the end of his deal when he's going to want to become a free agent?
And then you're going to be losing your player whom you drafted for nothing.
That's it. That's where I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know if Brad Holmes and Campbell and Johnson are in love with Hooker. It's weird you say the same things or said that I did when I looked at Mitchell and Arnold and said, trade up and go get him.
Correct.
You know, you went up and got Jamo. You know, you went and got Gibbs when people said, oh, he's too small. And look at the impact he had. Arguably the best rookie running back, right? You know, this side of Robinson, maybe, in the NFL. And go do it. Because the Lions now, the bar has been set with the fans.
Correct.
The bar is the NFC Championship game. The bar is the NFC Championship game.
Correct.
And the Lions fans want more, and they want a Super Bowl appearance. We're not even saying win the Super Bowl yet. We're talking about the Super Bowl appearance.
Yes, that's what we want, and that's what this team needs, right? That's their next jump is the Super Bowl. And if you look like at last year's draft, Devin Witherspoon, he goes to Seattle. The impact that he had as a rookie was significant, and I personally believe you look at a player like the Toledo Torpedo. Love this guy. I absolutely believe he could have an impact like a Devin Witherspoon, a physical corner that will beat you up a little bit. And that's exactly what the Lions are looking for defensively, is a guy that is going to play hard in the line of scrimmage against his wide receiver, be physical, you know, compete for that football. Quinn Young Mitchell and Arnold is two of those guys, and it makes a lot of sense for the Lions to go up there and try to get one of those players to set this defense.
And by the way, when you get shut down corners, you can send people after the quarterback more. You can walk Branch up. You can more stunts, twists, linebacker, blitzes, everything when you have shut down corners.
Correct. And it makes it flexible for Aaron Glenn, and they like turnovers. This is a big part of this defense, is getting those turnovers. Kirby Joseph, he gets turnovers. Brian Branch, Ifutu Melifonwu. You look at Terron Arnold, he's got 5 interceptions last year. So that's the type of player they're looking for. Alabama, you know, young player, physical corner that immediately probably could start from day one and possibly be the number one corner as a rookie, because that's how good these guys can be.
They got Robertson as a backup potential starter, and you look at the Alabama influence, Gibbs, Branch, Jamo, keep it coming.
Keep coming.
Oh, man, keep SEC. SEC, I'll chant SEC all day long with Holmes, looking for athletes. So we'll talk more about what the Lions are going to do in the draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday in downtown Detroit. Coverage with Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports on YouTube. Also, Lions Nation Unite with Herman Moore. Michael and Herman and the crew will be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub on Thursday night. They'll be doing the live NFL Round 1 Draft Breakdown Show. When does that go online?
It's going to be about 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night.
Lions Nation Unite.
LionsNationUnite.com. You go on Lions Nation on YouTube. It's all going to be live for you guys. You want to see, you know, the reactions. We're probably going to have a lot of former players and guests from other teams. We had Michigan last year with Devin Gardner, obviously Herman Moore. So come on down and see what these individuals think the Detroit Lions are going to do for the draft and reacting to it. Because I got to tell you what, Devin Gardner was extremely high on Jahmyr Gibbs, and he talked very well about him after we drafted him, and he was correct there. So if you want a different perspective, come on down.
Mike Kimber, Lions Nation Unite, Send Sportsbook and Nightclub, Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. That will be Thursday night. I'll be in downtown Detroit at the Caucus Club for our 313 VIP Round 1 Bash, which is a private party with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent, Bull Rush Sports, sports management based in West Michigan. Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network will be there with the Huge Show. And we do want to thank some of our presenting sponsors, Coppercraft Distillery, your home for Honolulu Blue. If you're 21 and up, Blue Raspberry Lemonade and Vodka in a can, available in stores all across Michigan, and ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. Matt Golden, CEO and GM at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The Tullymore 18 is open. The St. Ives 18 will open this weekend. Book your golf getaway today at TullymoreGolf.com. And Josh Garvey and the team from Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. They have offices in Troy and also in GR in the state of Michigan. And Atwater Brewery, they're going to be serving up the Big Pick beer on Thursday night at the Caucus Club for our private 313 VIP bash. And if you're not going to Detroit, make sure you get up and see Mike and Herman Moore and the crew at the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet, just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports on YouTube. He talks Lions, also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. Look for that online. What is it, lionsnationunite.com?
Correct, yes.
And then also Facebook?
On Facebook, they got YouTube, and they even got a Twitter, so go ahead and at them and get a follow.
Lions Nation Unite, they'll be inside, the whole team, with Herman Moore, the whole Lions Nation Unite team. Thursday night, Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Lions picking 29. We both think they're going to trade up. We discussed the last time you were in studio a couple weeks ago that when you look at the needs beyond a shutdown corner, would be a tall possession receiver, depth on the O-line. You'd love to have the speed edge rusher.
Correct.
I think that's kind of the ballpark where we're at right now with the Lions, right? In terms of this entire weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the NFL draft in Detroit.
And thanks to Brad Holmes for doing a lot in free agency to plug up some of these holes to make this draft a little bit more flexible for this team. Yes, we definitely need to get a corner. We need to get a pass rusher. Love to get a nice one opposite of Aiden. Maybe get some depth in the offensive line, interior and tackle. Depth maybe at defensive tackle. Not a lot of holes, though, so we can just sit back and kind of be pinpoint and accurate what type of player he wants to acquire in this year's draft by moving up or potentially moving down. He's got all the flexibility in the world in this draft.
You know, there's one thing that I'll say about what he did in the offseason and how he was just hitting every need. Was he setting up that move to draft up in the draft that you and I have discussed today?
I do believe so, 100%. And I think it even makes it more important for them to move up when Cam Sutton had to get released due to what he did. They got the moves in the players that they had to acquire, right? DJ, getting a guy in the interior of the defensive line, Reader right there who stops all the run. He is the guy that's going to help out Ali McNeil. That was a need. We needed to get some players in the secondary. We get Davis. We turn around. We get a Meek. We get Emmanuel Mosley. But we need to have that number one guy. So the depth is there. The depth is on the defense. But we need to get the starter and the pass rusher. We need to get a number one corner. And I think at that point, you're saying this is a successful offseason. All the needs, in my opinion, then will be done. Let's get some depth for this football team just in case there's injuries during the season.
And the one injury you can't afford would be Jared Goff. And he'll get his deal before, I think, training camp. That would be my guess. They'll get that done right after the draft. That will be a priority along with St. Brown. Penei Sewell's probably next year on the contracts, right?
Yeah, it could be next year. It could be right after this season. He's still got that fifth-year option coming up that they can pick up, and they're going to do that. They can either extend him or just wait another year. But you're correct. Jared Goff, St. Brown, they're more of a priority. And Ali McNeil, by the way, who's drafted third round, so he doesn't have that fifth-year option.
So you look at the Lions. I mentioned, I believe, they're top two in the NFC when you look at rosters changes since the end of the season. Top five easily in the NFL, and I have a hard time looking at Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, maybe Cincy to a point, trying to find someone that has a better roster right now on paper than the Lions. The window's there. They're in Super Bowl mode. And I really think what's going to happen here is that they've built up within their own. If they can trade up and get that shutdown corner, right, then you start to think, here comes a veteran who wants to play because the Lions now are the trendy team, right?
Correct. They go in this draft, they acquire a number one corner by trading up, right? They get some depth upon this defense. And then you got free agency after the draft as well. There is still players out there like Xavier Howard, who's not been picked up and is waiting for other teams' drafts to be complete. They want to get a chance to be a starter for a football team. So if we don't get every specific player we would like to get in this draft, you still have free agency after it to plug if there's any holes whatsoever.
And you got salary cap casualties based on when the numbers change. So the season isn't over. They have upgraded dramatically, and that shutdown corner, if it happened, would just be a thing of beauty.
It would be a thing of beauty, and it would almost nearly complete this defense. And if you just think this defense just go up, I don't know, 10 spots in the rankings this upcoming season, do you think that the Lions could go to a Super Bowl with this offense? 100%. 100%. They're that close, folks. And we went to the, you know, San Francisco 49ers over there, and we nearly won. We're just a player or two away fixing this defense to make this team best roster in football.
That's it. Now, that's why the trading up, some saying, okay, we'll take pick 29 and get depth at the O-line, you know, a tall receiver. Second round, you go grab a corner where it wasn't first-round money, but you're not sure if he's going to be able to step in the first 2 years and play, right? You hope. Then you're going to grab an edge rusher in the third round and maybe another O-lineman or something along those lines? And will any of those guys help you win, like trading up for a shutdown corner, 12 to 15, trading up 12 to 15, what in the draft?
I think if they stayed at 29, they just decided to go there, they'll get some good pieces. But I do believe with you, they have to get that number one guy. They got to get that corner that can be on an island. It will literally make this defense so much improved because of that one spot that's been neglected for years. I would rather them take some assets they have in the draft, use a couple of these draft picks, move up, and get a guy who you believe could be a number one corner, not just this year, but for many years. I mean, if we were to trade up to get Penei Sewell 3 years ago, would anybody be complaining about the assets that we had to give up to get a Penei Sewell? No. Anyone complaining about the assets to give up to get a Jameson Williams at the time? No. You don't think about it really before, but when it's after and the player really shows out, you don't care what you got to get that player because they're making such an impact for this football team.
And you're looking at Arnold, an Alabama corner who can cover. You're looking at Mitchell, who may be more of a complete athlete, which is weird to say that about a guy from Toledo compared to a guy that played for Saban at Alabama. But, you know, if you're looking at a guy that jumps in and starts right away, and this is where Holmes and his staff and the coaches and Glenn and everybody – Campbell, do you think Mitchell is more NFL ready to start from day one, or is Arnold from Alabama better than the Toledo guy to start from day one?
That is the biggest question right now.
I bet they would go Alabama. I think
that's where my gut is.
I feel like I'm looking at all the Alabama guys right now who have contributed very early for the Lions. Right.
I like Quinn Young Mitchell a little bit more, but Terron Arnold is a player that seems like more of a Brad Holmes type of guy. Alabama, he gets the turnovers, he's got the side speed, he can turn his hips and his body. This does feel like a Brad Holmes type of guy. So if you're to tell me what he would pick, I would suggest you probably go Arnold over Quinn Young Mitchell.
Yeah, and the key is, you know, Arnold didn't run well in some of the pro days, and some will look at that, but you want a guy that can cover.
Yeah, I don't care really too much about pro days or even what they did at the NFL Combine. I put a little bit of context into it because it's all about the play of the field and what the player does in school. You know, Aidan Hutchinson, he didn't have the longest arms in the world.
Look at Gibbs, how many people ripped the Lions for trading up to get him, saying he could have been there low first round, maybe even second round, right?
Correct. St. Brown, fourth round pick. So, yeah, speed is good, but it's not the end-all be-all. What did the player do on the field for that football team? In Alabama, Arnold was a stud. He was a number one corner, and he was turning the ball over like no other. So I think this does fit perfect with the Brad Holmes.
Alabama North, come join Branch, J-Mo, Gibbs, any Alabama player. Keep them coming. Nick Saban's gone to the College Game Day set, but that will be interesting what the Lions do. The draft happens Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I mentioned that Mike Kimber from Lions Nation Unite, Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. Look for them on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. They'll be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub on Thursday with round one coverage nonstop, start to finish, right?
All day, all night. So come on down. We're going to be down there. A lot of former players will take pictures. We can see what's happening and the reactions from these guys as soon as the Lions make their selection. It's a fun time. We do this every year. Come on down if you're not going to be in the Detroit area. Hang out with us. We have a good time.
Yeah, you can wager on the draft and follow all the games and all the teams on the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. You can download that if you can't make it to one of Michigan's premier live betting destinations, the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort on Thursday. Herman Moore is hosting that NFL draft watch party. I'll be with David Gregory, NFLPA certified agent, and Bull Rush Sports, a West Michigan-based sports agency, Michigan Sports Network, and the Huge Show at the world-famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, about 0.3 miles from the NFL stage. That's a private party. I'll be live on air Thursday, 3 until 6, with a round one preview. And special thanks to our marketing partners for stepping up. Matt Golden and the team from the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The Tullymore 18 is open. The St. Ives 18 opens this weekend. Book your tee times and stay and play packages at TullymoreGolf.com. Coppercraft Distillery, your home for Honolulu Blue. Look for the Honolulu Blue and Silver cans, Blue Raspberry Lemonade and Vodka, 21 and up to drink it. Look for it in stores all across Michigan and ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. And Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey heads up the GR office here on the west side. It is the 313 Draft Bash on Thursday, 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. private affair at the Caucus Club. And the huge show is live from the draft on Thursday at 3 on the Michigan Sports Network.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Make sure you listen weekly to our Moving Ferris Forward interviews with Ferris President Bill Pink and other leaders who are moving Ferris forward. Find out more about Big Rapids and Ferris and what they have to offer at ferris.edu.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. Get in on the action on your favorite games and your favorite teams by downloading the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. Micro Mike, Mike Kimber, Chad Sports, YouTube, look them up. Also part of Lions Nation Unite. With Herman Moore, they'll be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub on Thursday night for their annual NFL draft party, talking Lions and the rest of the league. And quarterbacks, Michael, always dominate the drafts. But this year, real interesting. Jaden Daniels, some are saying the Bears could pull a shocker and not take Caleb Williams at one, and he could drop to two, and Daniels might move up. There's some betting odds showing that J.J. McCarthy's projection as a possible two pick, those odds have dropped in half in favor of McCarthy going at number two. You got the Drake May in North Carolina. You have Bo Nix. You have Michael Penix Jr. When you look at the quarterback situation, first we'll start with J.J. McCarthy. When do you think he will go?
I look at J.J. McCarthy, and I think a really good spot for him is probably at pick four. I think the Minnesota Vikings, in my opinion, are looking to jump up and would love to get J.J. on that football team. They already got a dynamic offense, and we already know when it comes to their wide receivers, a little bit deep over there with Justin Jefferson. He wants to have a quarterback. And you're hearing rumors right now that Minnesota's aggressively trying to trade up. I think that would be the player that they would look to get.
And the Cardinals now may be more open to dealing because you have Neighbors and Marvin Harrison Jr. and you have Adunze from Washington. It's a pretty deep number one wide receiver draft.
Very deep at wide receiver. And if you're looking at the Arizona Cardinals, they have a plethora of issues on that football team, on the roster, offense, defense, and special teams. So for their organization, yeah, get Marvin Harrison Jr. would be great, but they have so many different areas they need to work on. I think trading out would be a good option for that franchise. Thus, you have where the Vikings are throwing their chips in the McCarthy.
So if Williams stays at one, you think Daniels is number two to Washington then if the Bears stick with Caleb Williams, right?
I do think so, but it's interesting how that Jaden Daniels seems like he may not want to be a Washington Commander. I think he is looking to become a Raider. But in the NFL draft, it's not where you want to go. It's where you get drafted by that team. So that's going to be interesting to see. So if he complains a little bit more, would the Commanders continue to pick him? Or will they just say, you know what, we're not going to have a Manning situation here. We're just going to get a Drake May or somebody else.
And reports today have stated that there have been multiple attempts by the Raiders to trade up to number two.
Correct.
And they've been rebuffed. So that means Washington knows they want their quarterback. I doubt they're dealing that spot. You know, the Patriots are a team that they're not going anywhere fast. And after, if it is Williams and Daniels 1 and 2, you then have Drake May and J.J. still there. And at 3, a lot of mocks lately have Drake May going to the Patriots.
Yes, and I think that's a good fit for him perfectly for where he's at because I think he has more experience. He has more experience with throwing the football than J.J. McCarthy because we ran a lot at Michigan. That'd be a nice spot for him. And then McCarthy could go to a team like the Vikings where everything is laid out for him to be successful this year, even as a rookie.
And again, you look at the Cardinals, if they do trade out of number four and the Vikings would move up and J.J. would be in the NFC North, Harbaugh then is picking at 5 and you know they need a receiver. Losing all their, they lost all, Thomas and Keenan Allen. You know Marvin Harrison Jr. probably ends up with the LA Chargers.
If Marvin Harrison goes to Chargers, that would be a great place for him to be at. You would have Justin Herbert, really good quarterback, throwing to him. It'd make sense for the era of Jim Harbaugh to get a stud combination at least. And then they probably get Blake Corum in the second round and try to get that three-way going with having Justin Herbert and Marvin Harrison Jr., Blake Corum.
You know, if J.J. doesn't go at 3 or 4, he may be in a position, and same thing with Drake May, where, and again, this is where teams will start trading up, I would think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct.
But, you know, they could drop because there's some needs, like Chargers don't need a quarterback, right? And that's why they need a receiver. It'll be interesting where it goes. His name is Mike Kimber. Chat Sports, Micro Mike, look him up on YouTube. Also, Lions Nation Unite, Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and more. They'll be live inside the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub on Thursday night for their draft party. We'll be down in Detroit. Matt Shepard from X's and Bros heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network, including our flagship station, 96.1 The Game, will be the host, as I couldn't do it this year when I'm down at the Caucus Club for the 313 Draft Bash. Michael, good stuff as always.
Thank you so much, and I'm super excited for the draft. Thanks for having me on, and go Lions.
All right, Mike Kimber. Look for him on YouTube and also Lions Nation Unite with Herman Moore and the crew on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. 24/7, connect with this show at thehugeshow.net.
Big. Bad. Huge.